We've known that the playbook install has been going on this entire offseason. When did you find out that you were going to get to play on the offensive side of the ball? When did that happen for you? When did you get come to that realization?
We put it in, I think it was one of the first weeks of the regular season. You know, I'd heard rumblings, but I don't listen to rumblings because I'd heard those for a while in the past.
You weren't
going to
be fooled this time around, yeah?
No, so I wasn't completely sold on it. But then when it actually went in practice, I was like, okay, they might just be messing with me or something. And then we ran it in a game and obviously scored a touchdown, so it's a pretty cool experience. And like I said, if the coaches call my number in the future, I'll be ready because if I can help the team win, I want to do that.
Did OB sit down with you and tell you that was going to happen? How did you come to the realization?
No, I think one day just walking out to practice, they were like, hey, we got a plan for you today. I was like, all right.
Just like
so
that?
I do it. Yeah. You know, it really, I think, from the outside looking in, you may think that there's a whole lot more to it, and I'm sure upstairs in the coaching staff rooms there's a lot more to it. But as far as I'm concerned, when I got out to the field, they just said, do this, and I said, all right.
How strange is it to be in the huddle with Brian Fitzpatrick and Andre Johnson?
It's cool. You know, it's a really neat experience. It's different. On defense, you kind of have a hanging huddle. On offense, you have a very specific huddle. You have to be in a certain spot, you have to line up a certain way, and you have to listen for the snap count instead of going off the ball. And there's different intricacies of offense that you don't really have on defense, but it's fun.
How about meetings for you? Do you have to sit in more meetings?
No. I watch some extra stuff on my own and do a little bit extra on my own for the offensive side of the ball, but it's really such a small portion of what I do overall for the team that I don't go to separate meetings or anything, but I'll get a couple clips of film that I need to watch, and I'll go through the proper things to make sure I'm prepared, but it's not too taxing.
Coach O'Brien said that you've talked to a lot of different coaches to get their input. Mike Vrabel is one guy who had a lot of success going from defense to offense, 10 catches for 10 touchdowns. Did you pick his brain, and what sort of advice did he give you if you did?
Yeah, he's definitely helped me out a little bit, him being in that situation before. Just little things, you know, releases at the line, different things you might see, things he saw when he was playing, whatever people can give me to help me has always been good. You know, the tight end coaches have helped me. The tight ends, Fitz has helped me. So there's many different guys who give me their opinions, and it's definitely helped.
Is it like riding a bike? You played tight end before, and now you're doing it after all these years. Was it a pretty easy transition for you?
Yeah. You know, I think it's one of those things where, as an athlete, you're always trying to be the best athlete you can be. So even in the off seasons, I'm always catching balls. I'm always doing different things. And one of the things I've liked doing every off season is running some routes just for fun, you know, and staying in condition. And so it's not that big of a transition. It definitely wasn't that big of a stretch in our minds. So it's fun. It's fun to go out there every single day and prove that you're a good athlete and prove that you can really be versatile. And I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of is how athletic I can try and be for how big I am.
Yeah, we always see you practicing on the jugs machine, catching passes. A point of contention, you've gotten a lot of advice on your touchdown celebration. Uh-huh. Why didn't you do the salute?
The salute's for sacks, so I didn't do the salute. You know, on the road, if it was at home, I think it might have been different. You know, I think there might have been some more emotion flowing and the crowd would have been into it and everything. But on the road, you know, I went with the toss the ball to the ref and celebrate with my teammates, you know, kind of the classy move. But it was really cool. I've never experienced that before where, you know, you score a touchdown and then you just turn around and the whole O-line's coming to you and Fitz is coming to you and all those guys are coming your way. So that was a really neat experience for me. One where you really feel like it's cool to help your team win. And you could see, I mean, those guys drove the ball all the way down the field, so it was cool to share that moment with them when we finally got the points on the board.